welcome to episode 2. I am so excited. I had you guys vote on Instagram on what you wanted to hear the most, and I'll be doing both of those things. But today is a specific topic that I really, really am passionate about and have been for a few years. So first of all, just wanted to say thank you so much for the response to episode 1. I got so much encouragement and, you guys were just so, so excited, and it made me even more excited to be sharing these things with you. And so thank you so much for following along. Thank you for being you and for really striving to know more about Jesus, because that's the whole point of this entire thing. And so today's podcast is titled "For the One Who Doesn't Know What They're Called To," or something along those lines. This is a hard one. I think in the Christian circles, this topic is talked about quite a bit, the topic of, you know, a calling or a purpose or, you know, what am I called to do? Where is God taking me? Those are valid questions, but I think when they are said so often, we can kind of forget what our real calling is, and we get really confused and get super stressed about, you know, where we're going to end up vocationally or what we're going to major in college or what's going to happen after college or all of those things. And so today I just kind of wanted to simplify the concept of a calling. I wanted to simplify us being humans and not really knowing all the answers. And so I'll dive more into that. But I just kind of wanted to go into scripture and look at really what, you know, what was a calling in the Bible. What did the people that were Jesus's disciples, what did they say about a calling? And so I'm going to go to Matthew 4, 18 through 22. And it says, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. So let's pause here. They're fishermen. So that's their vocational job. Is that their calling? If what they're doing right there is their calling, then that's their job, right? And so when we're asking these questions and we're saying, you know, what am I called to do? What's my calling? Are we asking what our job is? Because if we look at the disciples' life, their calling was clearly not what their job was, right? But their calling was to go and fish for people. And so Jesus, you know, after this moment calls them into that. But we really got to make sure that when we're saying, what are we called to do? Sometimes it ends up being our job, but are we confusing the two things? And I may not be making sense, but just bear with me for a little bit. So verse 19 says, "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. And so, so these people, you know, obviously they get called into something much greater than what they're doing. Their vocational job is being fishermen, but now they're being called into something greater. And so that's just something to keep in the back of your mind as we discuss the rest of this. And so I just want to iterate, I do not have the full answer to this question. This is a hard one. This is a hard concept to wrestle with. I think being someone who's a big planner, I plan everything I have is color coded. I am very, very, to a T on a calendar, you know, everything is so scheduled out. And so I remember going through high school, being really, really stressed, like, what am I called to do? And where is God taking me? And then I remember hearing a message similar to what I'm going to be talking about. And it really, really changed my perspective on how to approach future events that are difficult to manage because they are in the unknown, especially things like, what am I called to do? I mean, that is a massive decision. Being 18 years old, you pick a major in college that could potentially set you up for the rest of your life. And that's a pretty major decision. I had a lot of seniors in high school comment on the title of this podcast and say, "Hey, I really need you to do this one because I'm a senior and I don't know what I'm going to do next year." And I want to say, one, this podcast is not going to tell you what major to take. It's not going to tell you what you're going to end up doing. It's not going to you know, make it clear for you the path in which the Lord is taking you. But I do hope that you leave this podcast and know that God does have a very specific plan for you, and us stressing about it is not going to change the plan. And so I just wanted to say that up front. So I think we really need to define what is a calling. I would say that a calling is what we were created to do. And so if we look at this through the lens of really all of Scripture, Genesis through Revelation, what was a person originally created for? They were created to have a relationship with Jesus, or a relationship with God, and to glorify God. And so if our calling is to be in relationship with God and to glorify God, every other thing that we end up doing, our major, our friendships, our relationships, what we're quote unquote called to do, our vocational job or occupation, whatever you want to call it, your college career, your school career, whatever you're doing now, that is just a bonus to the original calling of glorifying God and seeking Jesus. And so I would say this, instead of continually asking, what is my calling? Know that your calling is to glorify the Lord, to seek Jesus in absolutely everything you're doing. And from that being your main goal, what you are striving after in absolutely everything, the rest of it falls into place. And I think as a Christian, it's really easy to say that. Like, yeah, like God has it all planned out or whatever. And da, 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 da. But then when you ask questions like, Lord, what am I called to in 20 years? Lord, what am I going to do after high school? You can ask those questions, but if you let your calling distract you from the Creator, you're going to miss out on a whole lot of things, because living in the unknown is actually a beautiful place to be. And that's coming from someone who hates being in the unknown. I hate change. I hate not knowing what's coming up. But being someone who had to live in the unknown for a little bit and will probably have so many more seasons of being in the unknown, it is an absolute beautiful thing to have no other calling but to seek the glory of the Lord, to draw closer and nearer to Jesus, and let him answer all of the other questions as we go along in this relationship. And so I would just like to say from the very beginning, make sure that you know that your calling is to seek after Jesus's heart. And legitimately, everything else follows that. And so if this is just a message to reiterate to you things that we've heard in church our whole lives, let it do that for you. Let it sink deep that your calling is just to seek after Jesus. And I think that clears up a whole lot of questions, because can I be a janitor and seek after Jesus? Absolutely. And so does that mean everybody's called to be a janitor? Absolutely not. But I think it's just the mindset of no matter what I'm doing, I will be so fully content because I know that my whole purpose is to seek and glorify Jesus. So then the question is, you know, if you're seeking and glorifying Jesus, what does a life like that look like? I mean, I'm in vocational ministry, but I hope that not all of you listening to this podcast go into vocational ministry. And the way that the reason that I say that is because we absolutely need people in the workforce to reach people for the Lord, because that's where the lost people are, right? And so let's say that you grasp a hold of this concept, that you grasp that your calling is just to seek Jesus and everything else will fall in place. So what do you do with the big questions like, what should I major in college? And, you know, how should I move forward with the season of life that I'm in? Or what should I do now that I've gotten a business degree in college and I'm not quite sure what to do with it? My response to you would be this. I would really say a couple of things to do with these big questions. One, now this may not apply to all of you, but to some of you, what keeps you up at night? And you know, hear me out when I say this. What are you the most passionate about? Whether it's a hobby, whether it's something that you have loved since you were little, or you just even recently got into, what is something that you really, really are passionate about? Because I really believe the Lord is incredibly intentional with what he makes us passionate about. And I really, really think that he makes no mistakes in our personality. He makes no mistakes in our hobbies, even no mistakes in things that we're interested in. And he uses every single little piece of that to be able to glorify, for us to be able to glorify him and for us to seek Jesus in a deeper way. And so that's the first question I would ask. And I would really consider basing those big decisions off of, okay, what has God gifted me in? What has he made me passionate about? Those are really great questions and great ways to answer those questions. And then the second part is maybe you're someone you're like, I really don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what I'm gifted in. Then honestly, friend, there is no problem with taking it slow. And what I mean by that is, okay, you take general classes until you can answer some of those questions, until the Lord gives you a clear response. Or okay, let's say maybe you're graduated from college, because I really am pretty sure the demographic of this podcast is 18 to 22 is the main age. So let's say that you're in your last year of college and you're majoring in something that you're not really sure was what you were supposed to get, or maybe you're not sure that you're going to have a job opportunity in the field that you chose. It is okay if there's a season where you're not doing exactly what you thought you would be doing, because wow, the Lord will use you there. There have been so many countless places I have found myself in, seasons I've found myself in, people I've found myself to be friends with, places I've been, jobs I've had that have radically changed my life. I've gotten to lead people to Jesus. I've gotten to witness to people. I've gotten to have so many opportunities, and they were jobs that were just kind of the in-between what I wanted to do. And so don't ever take those things for granted, because the Lord really, really is using those things. And so I would say, if you're a planner like me, or even if you're someone who's not a planner, it could be even more stressful. Don't overthink it. Let the Lord lead you where you're supposed to be. You know, going back to what I said earlier, if our actual calling is just to follow Jesus, you know, what does that look like? You know, you may be in that in-between season right now and you're like, man, I wanted her to do this podcast because I really did not know what I'm called to do. I don't know what next step to take. Let's look at, what Jesus's famous final words were as he, you know, went back to heaven to be with the Father. He says, it's the Great Commission. It's Matthew 28, 16 through 20. He says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Man, there's so much I could break apart in those few words. Just the majesty of those words. That's our calling. That's what we're called to do. And as someone who was created to glorify and seek after Jesus, the natural response to knowing the heart of God is having a heart to see the lost people be reconciled to Jesus. And so the natural response to doing what we are called to do is to go and find those people who do not know the freedom and the hope of Jesus and what he has done for us, and bringing them from death to life. And so this call is not just for people in ministry. This is for every single person who knows God. And so I would just encourage you and say, when he says, go and make disciples, the word go there, the actual wording used is as you go. And so as you're in that in-between season, as you're picking your major, as you're taking those classes that you don't really like, as you're in that job that you just don't understand why you're there, go and make disciples of all nations. Lead people to the Lord. Set the example. And if you don't know how, ask God for the wisdom, for the opportunities to say things. And honestly, the easiest way is just by living your life around these people, spending intentional time with them. And I can make an entire other podcast on how to share the gospel, how to be a witness wherever you are. That's a whole other subject that I can dive into in a greater way. But this is my greatest piece of advice. Don't be afraid of the in-between. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Don't be afraid of stepping into a degree that you're not really sure why you're there or what you're doing. God has you there for a purpose. A little story that I can share is I really felt called to move to Central Florida out of the blue. and I did not know anyone there really. I didn't really have, I mean, there was genuinely no reason why I was feeling called there. And so it really, really felt like an in-between season for me. This is right before COVID. So then I move by myself and COVID hits and I'm all by myself. And this was the strangest in-between and lonely season I've ever been in. I didn't know what I was doing there. I didn't know what was happening. And I was working full-time doing a job I knew I was not called to do. I was finishing up my college degree that everybody told me would be a waste of time, that it wouldn't make enough money. all the other stuff. I mean, I had a lot of questions. I was really, really confused. And I had to move out of the place I was living in about a month later. And, I met a girl through my job that I didn't really love, and we ended up moving in together, and then she ended up getting saved. And so then from there, I ended up finding the church that I became a part of and all this stuff. And so all that to say, every single little move that was made had an eternal impact. This girl went from death to life, and now she's absolutely on fire and leading other people to know who Jesus is. And so that little in-between season may have just been for me to meet her, you know? And so there's great purpose in your in-between seasons. And honestly, looking back, those have been my favorite times, because I'm looking and seeing these little things that I was so confused at, and why in the world does God have me here? Man, he shows up in the smallest, most mundane, boring parts of our lives. And I mean that with my whole heart. I've seen him do it time and time again. As much as he shows up in the crazy, incredible seasons, he shows up in the difficult, boring, lonely, mundane parts of your life. When you're picking classes, he is intentionally picking who's sitting next to you. When you're in that degree, he's intentionally picking who's going to be with you as you get that degree. I mean, he's so intentional. When you get that job that you don't really want, but you know that it's the best way to make an income while you're waiting for God to take you into your quote-unquote calling, while you're waiting there, he knows your coworkers. He knows who you're going to impact. And really, friend, if you know that your calling is to seek after Jesus and to go and make disciples of all nations, your job really doesn't matter. Your major really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Will he use whatever you get? Absolutely. And does he care? Absolutely. And he will give you answers. I'm not saying don't major in anything and waste all your time. That is not what I'm saying. Get a college degree, do the things you're going to do. But don't think so hard about it that you overthink yourself into thinking you're going to miss God's plan for your life, because I promise you, you won't. I promise you, you're going to be right where you're supposed to be. And I'll add another part of that too, is if you're not spending intentional time with the Lord every single day, you won't know his voice. And so when you are picking those classes and need to know, okay, Lord, what do you have for me here? Even if it's out of the blue and you don't understand why, you got to know the Holy Spirit's voice. And you're not going to know his voice if you're not spending time in the Word every day and praying and talking to him and spending that intimate time with him. And so I can do, my entire Instagram page is all about spending time with Jesus, and I can do a podcast about all that stuff. But I would urge you, don't wait for that. I would urge you to get in your Word no matter how terrifying that may be for you. Or if you don't know how, I encourage you, pick up the Bible, read John, read one chapter a day and break it apart and study it. Let the Word of God seep into your heart. And this is your calling, is to spend time with Jesus, right? And from that, it'll lead you into going and making disciples and living out the true calling that he has for you. And so all of this to say, I don't have the answers. I didn't do it all perfectly, but I know for a fact that God used every single day leading up to this point, and will use every single day after this moment in my life to glorify him and to show other people who he is, no matter if I'm in vocational ministry, no matter if I'm in advertising and marketing, no matter if I'm in business or something creative or whatever it is, he's going to use you wherever you are. And so my greatest thing I hope that you take away from this is, don't confuse the word calling. Really understand that you're not going to miss God's plan for you by, picking the wrong class. He is in every single little piece of these decisions. And as long as you're spending that time with him and you're really, really prioritizing this relationship with him, you are already in your calling, no matter what you're doing. And I would also say this, jobs and majors and classes and all of these things are so temporary. They are so temporary. If all we can take with us to heaven is the people next to us, we better make that our calling, and we better make that what we're passionate about. And we better make seeing God's glory displayed our passion. And really, spark passion, there we are. but really my role is to spark that passion in you, for you to know that no matter what you're doing as a Target employee, as, you know, someone who works at a pet store, as someone who's not working because they're full-time in college or whatever you're doing, or someone who isn't a full-time job right now that they love or that they don't love, you are set in your calling and you've been created for a great purpose. And the fact that the God of the universe invites us into his plan to reconcile people to himself, that is the greatest news I have ever heard. Not only did he save me, but he gives me a role to play in his kingdom. Like, this is absolutely insane. So I would just encourage you with, man, step into that calling, wherever that is, and don't overthink it. And that's coming from someone who overthinks everything. And so, friend, you're not alone. You're doing an incredible job. And if you are the person that's really questioning, what am I supposed to do? Spend that time with God, ask him those questions, but then don't overthink it and let him lead you into every unknown, into every in-between season, into everything he's going to do in your life, because people really will be impacted because he is in all of these things. I want to finish off with a couple of verses that have always encouraged me when I'm facing these, you know, confusing seasons of what to do. Psalm 27:4, one thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of my days, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. And so both of these things are just saying, Lord, use me wherever I am. I'm seeking you and you alone. And whatever you want to do besides that is just a bonus, because I'm just here to bring you glory and I'm just here to seek you. And no matter what you do after that, or, you know, in these weird seasons, God, is just an extra to knowing you, because you're using me in your kingdom no matter where I am. And so, yeah, I hope this was encouraging for you. I know a lot of this was definitely the Holy Spirit talking, because I've never explained some of that the way that I just did. But man, please know that it's not just a general calling. He has something so specific for you and something so, so much greater than you can comprehend right now, so that people around you will get to know who he is. And so if you haven't heard it today, I'm proud of you. And the Lord is proud of you, and really, really seek that intentional time with the Lord, and let him confirm your identity, and let him really speak into you and let you know that he really is in these little in-between seasons. All right, guys, I will see you in episode 3. Have a great day.